With all that we hear about the digital revolution, reading, the kind that involves real books, the kind you hold in your hand, still has its advocates, and we can all be grateful. Readers know that one's experience of a book can only be enhanced by an opportunity to meet with the author. With that thought in mind, writer Stuart Coleman is organizing a new series of literary evenings called Books and Spirits, and he's with us in our studio. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning.
When you read a book that you like, a lot of times you have questions you would like to ask the author, right?
Exactly.
Was that kind of what was in your mind when you put this together?
Yeah, I had a friend who runs a local book club, and she said, oh, we're reading this great author, and God, I wish I could talk to him. And it turns out I knew him. It was David Helvarg, who's going to be our next speaker. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, you know, I can put you in touch with him. And she was just so thrilled. And I thought, well, I know a lot of writers, and it would be great to bring them to the islands and, you know, to really encourage reading books again, which is, you know, yeah. A lot of people complain they don't have time.
In, you know, on the East Coast and in New England, the reading in a local bookstore is a fairly common phenomenon.
Exactly. And I hadn't been to a lot in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And missed those.
Well, What's the broader plan for getting this? What other authors are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for authors who kind of have some local touch in Hawaii, whether they've lived here or write about Hawaii, and or, you know, are connected to our love of the environment here. Mm-hmm. and the ocean, because that's kind of my background.
Sure.
And so Jamal Yogas was a perfect first choice for our author coming up tomorrow night, because he had written two books that I just love, kind of combining his love of Zen, Buddhism, and surfing.
Which are pretty compatible, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
His book is called The Saltwater Buddha.
Yes, and it's called A Surfer's Quest to Find Zen on the Sea.
So what is that? I mean, how does he describe that? I haven't read the book.
Yeah, it's a fascinating memoir and kind of comedic coming-of-age story about him running away to Hawaii and leaving a note for his parents that said, you know, I'm somewhere in the world. Don't try to find me. I'll write you when I get there.
And I would think that reading it would take you through one of the fundamental pleasures of the reader, which is living a vicarious life, right?
Exactly. And it's quite an adventurous life. And it's a story about, you know, alienation from his parents and running away. And then when he gets to Hawaii, not knowing what to do or where to live, and he finds some peace and contentment through, you know, being on the ocean and surfing, although it's very funny to get to that. Before he gets to that sense of peace, there are a lot of you know, hysterical adventures that he goes on.
Do you have the sense, Stuart, that there are more and more books that are sort of intersecting with Hawaii and Hawaii's concerns? It seems to me that way.
Yeah, it does. I think we have something special here, and people realize it, and they are, you know, drawn to, you know, this vision of not just the stereotypical version of paradise that tourists, you know, might be seeking, but a real complex culture where so many different ethnic groups live together in a small space, and, you know, where environment's still important.
And within the complexity of that culture, I would say there are a great many subjects yet to be tackled, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, there's we have the stereotype of Hawaii, and then we have the reality, and there's so many ways to explore that kind of reality, I think, that haven't been done yet.
Which would mean that there were probably writers out there that haven't done anything yet that could use a little encouragement.
Yeah, exactly. And add to, you know, some spirits involved. We wanted to, you know, get people to make it a fun event. Mm-hmm. And cocktails right now are just so, you have mixologists, and we have award-winning, internationally recognized mixologists here in Hawaii. And I thought, well, let's see if we can combine the two, you know.
It wouldn't be the first time that literature and mixology, you know, been compatible with one another,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
When I think about past literary traditions, so many of them were built around one form or another of the salon, you know, the gathering, you know, the expatriates in Paris between the wars, or you know, earlier in mid-century Paris with Baudelaire and his buddies, but if you get can get that kind of cross fertilization going, it can it sort of lifts all boats, don't you think?
Yeah, and you know, someone referred to it, and I don't know if it was a typo or not, and they said a literary saloon, and I thought that might be just right, actually.
Well, yeah, there's a considerable overlap in some of them between the two categories. But what when you interact with other writers, you said you talk with other writers on book tours. What kind of things do you get out of those encounters?
You know, I'm just supremely interested in individuals and what makes people tick, and authors in particular have explored their own lives and in such detail that it really is kind of fascinating to see if they can put together a vision or a story that's, you know, compelling. And having gone through that process to get published and to go out there and to do the book tours, I know what a labor of love it is. You don't do it for the money.
Yeah.
And so I'm really intrigued by, you know, people who've committed so many thousands of hours to, you know, bringing that reality to life. And so, you know, during our conversations at Books and Spirits, we're going to be, you know, just talking about like the creative process and not just, you know, their own particular book, but about, you know, what brought them to Hawaii and what makes Hawaii unique.
Yeah.
And you know, what is the state of books when we live in a culture that is so obsessed with images and you know, can't focus for more than 15 seconds. You know, that's too long a video.
And you know, so if I were a 19-year-old aspiring novelist who wanted to write a 900-page epic, I might be a little bit discouraged by that.
Exactly.
You know, if I wanted to do my War and Peace or something.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the fact that, the audience is sort of evaporating?
Yeah, you know, I need to find the recent statistics, but it said that, you know, that book publishing, we thought everything was going towards online and the traditional book publishing industry was dying, but apparently it has made a comeback. That people like reading online, but they're also hungering for books. And as someone who struggles with a little ADD myself, I found an anxiety at times. Reading has been one of the most therapeutic things for me. I mean, it literally brings me a sense of peace and calm that I can't find, you know, except maybe surfing on the ocean.
Yeah. It's similar, and if you somehow feel as if your heartbeat is sort of slowing to its appropriate rate, you know, your breathing is getting in sync.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel that?
Yeah, definitely. And then, you know, when you get to exciting parts of the book and it starts to speed up, you're aware of it, and it's kind of it's neat. You know, you have to kind of breathe through it like this is exciting. You know, and
no, it's the kind of pleasure, and which is what you're doing. It's the kind of pleasure you want to share with everyone.
Yeah, exactly. And it's great to have. You know, we have some of the best restaurants preparing food and drink. You know, Mud Hen Water will be doing the first one, and.
Sounds like the ingredients of an evening.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks so much, Stuart.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Stuart Coleman is coordinator of Books and Spirits, a series of literary evenings. The first, tomorrow evening at Revolution Smart Home in Kaka'ako, will feature Jamal Yogis, the author of The Saltwater Buddha and The Fear Project. Details are on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.